there was a lot of myth about people saying to you, do you need power of attorney? Now, the answer to that question is yes. A few people will get their loved ones saying to you, well, I don't need power of attorney. I'm okay. I know what I'm doing with my money, etc., etc. But when a person that has been very, very independent their own life, and they usually explain to them it's just helping over their finances, etc., etc., it just makes them feel a little bit small. Now, I know that I had that with my mum when tried to take over power of attorney or tried to discuss it. It took 4 attempts for her to sign it. But there are so many ways that you can go across with the power of attorney. The power of attorney can be done either on the web, where you fill out all the forms yourself, or it could be done through a solicitor. Now, the advice that I would like to give, even though with a solicitor, it will cost money, and it does cost a fair amount, or find somewhere cheaper they actually do it, because they do know what they're doing. And it just helps with any issue that you might get when the powers to be get involved. Now, I'm not going to go into personal details of why I've just said that, but we done one on the internet, it was all signed, but it had to come back with a few other bits and pieces. And it does, with the power of attorney, it's not a quick thing. It does take time. They look at it, study it. Plus, you have to get the two witnesses to sign it as well, plus someone that knows your mum. Now, this is a bit of an issue here, because a lot of people don't want families involved with it, or they want to do it on their own. But on advice, you know, try and get, you know, as many people, even if you do fall out, try and get as many people as you can on that power of attorney. Because if one, excuse the expression, drops their clogs or anything like that, then you're left in the lurch. But on the form, it will have jointly and severally. Do you want to do it both together or all together? Or do you want to have it done jointly? Now, I cross out that severely. I just put jointly, because if anything happens, or if anything is done whatsoever, and you have an issue with it, one person can go to the bank and do whatever they want without the other one's consent. That is worrying. And then when you try and go back and try and get that other person taken off the power of attorney, there are so many issues that you have to deal with. And that is why I always say to people, look, go to the solicitor. They know what they're doing. And if there is an issue afterwards over arguments over the power of attorney, people trying to take power, they will know what to do. They will help you along the way. So that's why go to a solicitor, because it does help. And yes, a power of attorney is in need for all kind of finances and health decisions as well. So hopefully that would have helped you a little bit. You know, the bit of advice, I mean, because ours was done in a little bit of a rush, because we knew what was happening, you know, make sure you try and get it in time as well. That is the thing. So I said, I do hope it helps. If you've got any questions, you can email me, johnchaff43@aol.com. But there are other bits and pieces that I want to put on this blog just to explain that my journey and maybe how I can help someone, give a little bit of advice. But thank you for listening. Thank you.